Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And welcome to the first annual Top of the Flops Awards, the Floppies for short, for 2022. I'm your esteemed host, Camilla Jones. Chris Rock couldn't make it. Today we'll be taking a look back at the bops and flops of the year and honouring those who made them happen. Let's not keep our esteemed nominees waiting, shall we? Without further ado, the categories. 2022 was a musical year. Some stood out from the rest. Here we have Top of the Bops music category. And the nominees are Beyoncé, Renaissance. Her seventh studio album, her first since 2016. Beyoncé gave us the club record we needed post-pandemic. Can't wait to get the visuals in 8 years, probably. Harry Styles, Harry's House. Despite being a wholly average record, Harry's influence was impenetrable, with inescapable lead single as it was, and a sold-out world tour that the majority of it I saw against my will on TikTok, I'm going to be honest. Good for him. The Garth Brooks comeback tour. They said it couldn't be done, and yet, across 5 nights in September, there wasn't a Stetson left unmilked in Drumcondra. I wish I didn't have to say that sentence. Addison Rae's unreleased music. My neck? To die for. My legs? To die for. This sex to die for? She wasn't number one anywhere but my heart. And finally, Taylor Swift, Midnights. Her 10th studio album, her first amidst a campaign of re-records, engulfed the internet and satiated the Swifties. But will it be crowned Top of the Bops? Here's me opening an envelope. I'm sure we have a sound effect of that somewhere I wasn't thinking of. Is that how an envelope sounds being opened? And the winner is Addison Rae's unreleased music. She's the only reason I have SoundCloud. Honestly. Drop the music, Addison. Please.
In the middle of the night. My neck to die for. My legs to die for. This sex to die for. Who thinks I'm to die, my taste to die for, my ways to die for, this boom boom bass to die for.
The next category of the evening is the movie category. Top of the Bops movies. There are no nominees because the only winner here is Top Gun Maverick. How could any other movie compete with a film soundtracked by Lady Gaga and some goats?
On my hand.
This film has everything. Planes, a shirtless volleyball scene, Miles Teller connecting with a father figure that is regrettably Tom Cruise, but look, let's just ignore the Scientology thing for a while we have a laugh about lads flying planes. 10 out of 10, would cry again. And now, the TV category. Top of the pops, television. The nominees are The Dragons Are Having Sex With Each Other, It's House of the Dragon. It's Tanya's World, We're All Just Living In It, It's White Lotus.
Please, these gays, they're trying to murder me.
The Great Citrus Debate of 2022, Love is Blind. I Would Lay Down and Die for Kieran Culkin, Succession. And Yes, Chef, It's the Bear. And the winner is... Come on, it had to be Succession.
Are you a sicko?
Oh, bring those rich freaks back. I miss them so much. Now, this is an exciting new category this year. From flop to bop. Those who may have started the year on, we'll say, a downward note, but they've managed to turn it around come December. Lots of exciting new talent emerging in this category, so let's get into it. The nominees are Julia Fox.
Well, I don't want to give too much of it away because I'm very superstitious, so I don't like to speak of things before they're finished. But it's so far a masterpiece, if I do say so myself.
The Lohanissance is upon us. It's Lindsay Lohan. Lea Michele. And The Grass Isn't Always Greener, according to Leo Varadkar, it's The Concept of Emigrating. And the winner is... The Concept of Emigrating! Wow, a real dark horse in that category. But half of my friends are in Australia now, so it made sense. Congratulations, Emigration. And now, finally, to the biggest categories of this ceremony. Top of the flops.
You're a flop.
Our first category is the moment. The biggest flop moment of 2022. Again, a strong year for flops who will ultimately come out on top of the flops. The nominees are... It's the movie that had everyone talking, but for all of the wrong reasons. It's the Don't Worry Darling press tour. Matt Hancock entering I'm a Celeb and coming third to raise awareness of his dyslexia campaign, but actually just making people aware that he's really good at eating animal genitalia. It's Matt Hancock entering I'm a Celeb and coming third. Will Smith punching Chris Rock. Yes, that happened this year.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Molly Mayhague's final evolution. It's Kim Kardashian speaking to Variety and telling everyone to get their fucking ass up and work.
I have the best advice for women in business. Get your fucking ass up and work.
And the two Johnnies GAA catfish story, because where the fuck did that go? You're telling me I listen to two podcasts and I still don't have a solid conclusion. Oh. And the winner is the Don't Worry Darling press tour.
My favorite thing about the movie is like it feels like a movie. It feels like a real, like, you know, go to the theater film movie that, you know, you kind of, the reason why you go to watch something on the big screen, I think.
The promo trail, seen and heard around the world, birthing memes of Chris Pine disassociating, unbothered Miss Flo, and Harry Styles liking a movie because it's like a movie. Incredible scenes. Congratulations, guys. That's probably the only award Don't Worry Darling will be winning this year. So really happy for them. And finally, we have Top of the flops, the person category. Again, a big year for people just generally being terrible, not having a great time. This is a stacked category, so it'll be very interesting to see who takes this home. Let's take a look at the nominees. And the nominees are... the artist formerly known as Kanye West. Yay. Your dad's still not taking the divorce well. It's Elon Musk. Attempting to bring the world together through sport as if he's fucking Ted Lasso. It's David Beckham. And graduating from the Nick Cannon University of Insemination. It's Tristan Thompson. Honourable mentions in this category as well have to go to Adam Levine, Drake and Liam Penn. Better luck next year, guys. And the winner is... all of them. Men are terrible. Send them to the bottom of the ocean. And that is it for the Floppies 2022. A pleasure to have you here for this inaugural award ceremony. There are no goodie bags. The budget didn't stretch that far. Thank you so much for tuning in to the inaugural Floppies, everyone watching and listening at home. A huge pleasure. To everyone in the room with me right now, I'm so sorry. I think someone is attempting to storm the stage. It is Liam Payne. I didn't even realise he was here. But he has something to say.
I'll be honest with you. Will Smith actually used to live behind my house. I've had the pleasure of knowing his son and his daughter very well, and we did Men in Black 3 with him. I believe whatever he felt that he did, he had the right to do. I also felt there were three losers in one fight. He didn't know, being Chris Rock. He didn't want to do what he had to do, being Will Smith. And she did nothing, being Jada. And it's a very sad thing, but there was a powerful moment for me to sit and watch one of the world's best emotors ever we've seen speak from the heart. And I would rather take the beauty out of the situation than take the pain. But I had to leave my chair, I'll be honest with you. It cut me really deep. And I don't get deep about these things, but I'm a big movie fan, I'll be honest with you. And out of a horrible moment, there was a little bit of beauty in what came on. And I'm sure everyone's very apologetic about what happened. Shouldn't have happened. But ask yourself, what would you do in the same situation? I don't know how we'd all react. We're all very human, right?
Thank you so much for listening to Flap Culture. See you in 2023.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.